Okay, so we're out here on July 28th, the Monday Vigil at 29th and Willamette in South Eugene. And so I'm just going to ask people, there's about 25 people out here, and I'm just going to ask them, what is their main issues?
I think there are three issues. One is that a lot of decisions the government has made just don't make good sense, like giving up on USAID. I also think that a lot of them are illegal, which you only have to read the newspaper almost every day to see how the federal courts feel about that. And a lot of them just represent, in my opinion, no moral compass, no scruples. Take immigration, you know, the widespread deportations, for example. So there are lots of issues.
Yeah, and I like your sign, democracy, not autocracy. What's your biggest issue that makes you come out here?
Well, I just feel like Orwell is coming true. And 1984 is here, and so we need to get our country back. You know, this is so anti-democratic and very fascist, dismantling all the agencies, all the checks, the Congress, the courts. That has me so worried because nobody seems to be stopping it. And I think by getting out on the streets, we can have some effect, as well as calling our own senators a rep. We know how they feel, but we can say thank you and please try to reach out to people across the aisle. And so that's probably it. Now, there's so many issues.
I like your sign, shameful and cruel. We want our country back. I'm collecting comments for KEBW. There's 25 people out here on the corner. KEBW is the alternative radio here in Eugene. So what's your main issue? Why are you standing out here?
We're seeing infantile behavior in the White House and the kind of things that 12-year-olds do, resentment, hate, and division. And what we really need is someone who can be more of an adult and respond.
The sign says respect and unity, not division and hate.
And that's kind of where I'm at, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, I dig your hat. Central Lutheran Guatemala trip in 2007.
Yeah.
Here's another fellow. We have met the enemy, and he is ICE.
Yes, well, I would probably give you an idea of one of the issues that's come up to me is the secret police grabbing people off the streets, grabbing U.S. citizens off the streets, and people where they have no warrants, they have no actual reason to do it, just other than the color of their skin, or perhaps if they're protesting people being arrested. So,
or if they're just flat racist. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Thank you. So here is Stop Fascism. And what's your main issues like? What drives you out here every week?
Well, one of the things I'm really concerned about is the Palestinian issue. I think that's really terrible that we're engaging in genocide. And I don't understand why this country hasn't learned from the Nazi regime. Why do we have to repeat the whole thing over again? Why don't we just take a clue and not do it anymore?
Can I ask you what issues are that drives you out here every week?
Well, I'm retired, so I can come out here and hold up a sign when other people have to work. Retired public school teacher, so I know what needs to change.
I love your sign, Tax the Rich.
That's where it's all comes from.
And cut the military budget.
Well, if we tax the rich, we'll be way ahead. Yes.
Hey, can I ask you what's the issues that makes you come out here every week?
I do not like the way Donald Trump treats human beings.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's it. Justice. Liberty, the choice to be able to do and be what you are and not have him deny that possibility for many people.
And the sign says liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. So what are some of the main issues that brings you out here?
Liberty and the right to privacy and the right to move as a citizen in the world, in America, and to observe humane rights. And then there's also the issue about, I'm gay myself, so there's that issue about being gay and being okay with being gay. And this is the pride, and this is...
Yeah, I love the pride shirt, and the sign says, keep calm and resist Trump. Nice and clear.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I ask you, what are the main issues that brings you out here every week?
The bum Trump. We need to get rid of him. We need somebody in there that knows decency.
Can I ask you, what are the biggest issues that brings you out here every week?
Probably the way Americans are being treated, immigration, LGBTQ, just overall, and yes, that's big on my list.
So discrimination types of issues.
Discrimination types of issues.
And the sign says shame on ICE, right on.
Okay. For me, it's the rule of law, trying to subvert the Supreme Court, trying to make the president, the king, and what the judges have to say doesn't matter.
And he's canceling entire programs that were passed by Congress.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is scary.
Hey, can I ask you, what are the main issues that brings you out here every week? Where do you begin?
National politics, and I have a whole list, I just think the main thing is we have got to get people out to vote so that we can get rid of all the inappropriate politics that are going on at the national level.
And the sign says, United we stand. Liberty, freedom, justice for all.
Yes.
I'm out here because I want to resist this fascist authoritarian regime and all the issues that need to be addressed in our country that are not being addressed.
Thank you. And the sign is no kings, no fascists, tyrants, or Nazis, with American flag features. Can I ask you, what are the reasons that brings you out here every week?
Basically, I hate Trump. Everything he does.
Good stuff. Can I ask you what brings you out here every week, the things that you care about the most?
I care about our democracy, which I believe is in grave danger under this administration. So that's what brings me here. And I find a lot of support, with all the people here and all the people honking at us and thumbs up. It reminds me that, I'm not alone.
So you're saying that the policies that are being done by the federal government don't reflect democracy and they don't reflect people's will?
Yes, and they don't reflect our Constitution. So, yeah.
We rise lifting others. Great sign, by lifting others.
Yeah, thanks.
So what brings you out here every week?
Just stand up for people who live in this country and should deserve to be treated decently. That's all.
And the sign is stand against tyranny.
Hi.
Hey, what brings you out here? What issues, are the most...
Where should I start? I mean, there's so many, this is the only way we can protest in peace, So we were just talking about it, there is hope out there for freedom and to have our country back. That's what I'm looking for.
And the sign says, please pay attention and speak up. Things are dangerously not normal.
So is this thing really recording?
It's very tiny.
What are the issues, the ones that really stirs you up the most?
Oh, geez, a president who has no respect for the law, just does what he wants. Apparently molests young women, young girls, whatever.
I was wondering if somebody would mention that. I've talked to 25 people and you're the first one.
We're sending bombs to Israel, so they can kill people.
Thank you.
We need to stop that.
So what issues brings you out here the most? Really?
Well, let's see. I think the thing that's the most disturbing to me is seeing those face-covered people dragging people off the streets. It sounds too much like Nazi Germany. And everything is frightening to me. It's just losing our country right before our eyes. And, this is what we can do. So we're doing it every Monday.
Thank you. So, what issues really gets you out here every week?
the absence of the rule of law, complete disregard for the rule of law and the three powers of our government. The Constitution, for instance, how about that? How about the Constitution?
And the courts.
And the, well, they're the three parts of the government, the executive, the legislative, and the courts, and everybody's failing us, everybody.
And the sign says, hands off Social Security. Well, right on. I need mine.
That'll be next.
What issues really moves you out here every week?
What issues don't? I don't know where to start. The whole thing is falling apart.
It reminds me of that Network movie where the guy opens the window and yells out, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And the sign says, dump Trump now, if not sooner. He never worked a day in his life.
That's it.
So what are the issues, like, really what drives you out here every week?
Just Trump's massive cruelty to all the people other than his rich buddies. It's just awful.
I gotta confess, I have like a gut reaction against authoritarians.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I love that sign that says he never worked a day in his life because he hasn't. I mean, he's been just an opportunist who's conned his way into this office, and he is not suited for it.
So can I ask you, what are the things, you know, the issues that drives you out here the most every week?
Too many mentioned. They're just so numerous.
Every week it's another one. You can't believe there's a whole new terrible issue every stinking week, but there is. You look at the alligator now.
I'm recording this for the KEPW radio. Good sign there.
Yeah.
It says, Free Palestine. Thanks for your alligator sign.
Inspired by the Republican booth.
So I'm seeing 10 over on that corner. I'm seeing 7 on that corner. That's 17. And I'm seeing 6 on that corner, so that's 23. And then on this side, we have more like over 20. So it's like something like 43. Ask not for whom the horn honks. It honks for you. So I'm asking people, what is it that brings you out here every week? What issues?
There's so many issues, unfortunately. Due process, as my sign says, and the terrorism against immigrants and those perceived to be immigrants. I could go on.
Well, you can see on my sign all of the things that I'm concerned about, but I think it's extremely important for people to register their protests, because if we don't stand outside and we just accept it and we don't protest, it looks like we're accepting all the terrible things that are happening.
And the sign says, no kings, and yes to medical care, food, education, due process, democracy, and clean energy. Thank you.
Hi.
So I'm asking everybody, what is their main issue, you know, that brings you out here every week?
I guess I would say loss of democracy. This is not normal, and I love my country, can't stand my government.
So you're seeing that the government isn't reflecting the will of the people?
Absolutely, and it's a bully government.
Thank you. And the sign says, I love my country, can't stand my government.
There you go.
No sign is big enough to express my outrage.
That's for sure. Well, I don't like the corruption, the cruelty, or all the disinformation that's coming out. And I'm especially upset about not doing anything about Gaza and the starvation there. It's so upsetting. So upsetting.
Thank you. What are the issues that bring you out here every week?
For me, it has a lot to do with campaign finance reform and End Citizens United, because not much is going to change until we get the money out of politics.
Perfect. The sign is about the biggest sign out here, End Citizens United. Campaign finance reform now.
Yep.
Right? Oh, man.
Yep.
That's what I like, is a single issue focus. Can I ask you, what is the issues that brings you out here the most every week?
Oh, everything. Everything, you know, yeah. It just is not for the people. We need it to be for the people.
All right, on. And the sign says, only you can prevent fascism. And it has a big picture of Smokey the Bear. That's pretty good. His sign says, diversity is our strength.
And I'm basically in for all of it. You know, I mean, we need a sanity in government. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare.
And secure the blessings of liberty, he shouts. So that's an advocate for a general progressive agenda. It's no big mystery. So finally, I'm over to the fourth corner, and I've been asking everybody, what are the issues that brings you out here every week?
Just Trump's cruelty, and he seems to be trying to do everything wrong, you know, and backsliding everything the good that was happening in terms of environmental protection, protection of minorities.
Yeah, like he's erasing everything DEI. What is that? He's eliminating the Civil Rights Act. You know, he doesn't want equality in housing or education or anything.
Right, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, it's. Just so many things, you know, that's...
All right, where do you start? Oh, and the sign says, Mr. President, we need a heart and not a hat. And it has a picture of a MAGA hat.
I'm here because America is aspirational as a beacon of democracy. And right now we're the opposite of a beacon of democracy. So.
Yeah, we're becoming a global pariah. And the sign says, every Monday from 10 to 11 a.m. here at 29th and Willamette. The shirt is indivisible. Now, those are a collector's item. So what are the issues that brings you out here the most?
The corruption and the lies that enable the corruption. You know, they're getting away with things based on lies, and the corruption is devastating, and it's being allowed. They're bypassing laws, ignoring laws.
And so you're saying that it's largely a problem of corruption, so you're saying that a lot of the things they're doing are just to get rich.
Yes, and I don't think it's largely any one thing. It's so many things.
Thank you. And the sign says, lies affect lives. What brings you out here the most every week?
I want our country to go back to being one that's protective and enhancing of our environment and our people.
Thank you. And the sign just simply says, stop Trump. Can I ask you what brings you out here the most every week? What issues, you know, or how would you say it?
Boy, I think every issue, really. This week it's Gaza and the starvation campaign in Gaza. That's troubling me the most, that our government, our U.S. government, isn't doing anything to stop. Last week it was, and it continues to be, the situation with immigrants and ICE detentions. Yeah. And yeah. The community here is wonderful. People are so great.
Thank you. And the sign says, food not bombs in Gaza. Can I ask you what brings you out here the most every week?
Nobody is paying attention, and we just have to keep showing up and saying, this is not right. This is not right. This is not right.
Right on. So you've got an indivisible shirt, too. That's awesome. And the sign is, impeach the president and his SCOTUS enablers.
Yes.
Oh, the other side is, MAGA stands for mean, angry, greedy, afraid. Yeah? Yeah? Can I ask you, what issues really stirs you up the most?
Oh, I would say the jeopardization of not having health care for everybody. That's my main concern, is making sure everybody's taken care of. And we're doing a terrible job of that right now with the vision of getting worse. And you shouldn't have to die because you're poor.
Thank you. And the sign says, Trump is weird. Right? What issues brings you out here?
Oh, well, everything. The corruption. My sign's like, old, more like for when Doge was, but they're still in there doing stuff, you know. It's like, we just have to get rid of these people. I was like, I'm doing what I can. Otherwise, I stay home and brood and feel awful. And so I'm out here doing what I can.
It's healthy to get on your feet once in a while.
Yeah, to get out and just kind of, you know.
And the sign says, hands off our country. And it's another one of those indivisible shirts.
Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask you, what are the issues that brings you out here the most every week?
Anything against Trump that I can do, I will be there.
Yeah, and the sign says, resist Trump.
Yes. Very succinct.
Short and sweet. Yeah.
Join us.
So can I ask you, like, what issue brought you out this week?
It's everything. Our democracy, the authoritarianism that's taking over, trans rights.
And there's a list of every progressive issue on your shirt.
Yes,
pro-immigrants, pro-choice, pro-LGBTQ, equality, anti-fascism. You're Antifa.
Yeah.
you're against oligarchy, billionaires, and hate. Good job. Can I have your shirt?
You can get one at Pride
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah, I live about a mile away, and I, every Monday, would pass this thinking, oh, that's right, there they are, I'm going to join them. So it's been a couple of months of saying, oh, it's Monday again. So we finally put it on the calendar.
Thank you very much. And so that is a good wrap up for 43 people out here today.
43? Nice.
The wild that I know. The wild. We're pretty wild. We're pretty wild.